Duke Ellington, as we all know, was one of America's greatest composers and arrangers and innovators. He's written so much music till it could fill up volumes, literally. And I had the pleasure of working with Duke when I was 16. This is my first experience with him in a New York Paramount. And I'll never forget this because it was a horrifying experience, to say the least. But I was called for the gig because I could read music real well. And in those days, of course, they had chorus girls and comedians and all kinds of things. Acts, we called them. You had to play all kinds of show music. When I got to the Paramount and got up on that stage, Mr. Sonny Greer, who was the original Duke Ellington drummer, played everything by ear, and there wasn't a sheet of music on the stage. I tell you, I was terrified. And Mr. Ellington just simply told me to watch him, and he was such an unbelievable conductor until I just made it through the week. We'd like to, at this time, play a piece of Mr. Ellington's, one of the many of his very, very beautiful ballads, and the title of this is In a Sentimental Mood.
Thank you.
1958. She can't remember back that far, right? But during that period, many of the musicians in the USA were experimenting with what we called odd meters. And we introduced at that festival, and on the, rather, and with us at that particular time too, some folks that perhaps some of you know were the Turrentine brothers, Stanley Turrentine and Tommy Turrentine and Julian Priester. Julian Priester and Bobby Boswell, the bassist, all out of Pittsburgh. And we introduced a 5/4 piece on that festival at that time, and it was entitled As Long As You're Living. Later we recorded it the very same year for Mercury Records in an album entitled Quiet As It's Kept. And it was kept awfully quiet. But anyway, I remember that after we finished our performance, the musicians from the West Coast came backstage and they commented about they were also experimenting with odd meters at that particular time. And that group happened to be the great Dave Brubeck Quartet. 2 years later, of course, they recorded their phenomenally popular Take Five. And we often wondered if they took the five from us. You know, it happens like that sometimes. But anyway, I like to play the drum solo from this particular track, As Long As You're Living, and dedicate it as well to Mr. Ellington, who was such a great innovator and a man who did so many original things. So here's the solo to As Long As You're Living. Thank you. Wow. I couldn't begin to tell you how nice it makes me feel to know that so many of you out there appreciate deep harmonies and sonorous melodies.
It means ring, ring. Pitty, pitty. Pete pete zunguruka, 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 vizuri, vizuri, mpata ukionakana. Pete pete zunguruka, 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 vizuri, vizuri, mpata ukionakana. Pete pete zunguruka, 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 vizuri, vizuri, mpata ukionakana. Pete pete, pete pete zunguruka, zunguruka vizuri. Pete zunguruka, 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 vizuri, vizuri, mpata ukionakana. Pete pete zunguruka, 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 vizuri, 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 vizuri. Mpata ukionakana, mpata ukionakana. Pete pete zunguruka, pete 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 zunguruka.
Sounds of Awareness with vocalist Natasha Hassan Youssef, Jeff Majors on harp and mbira, Atiba Jawara on bass and hand drums, and Brother Ah on flutes and percussion. The group was recorded at the Tell Art Gallery in Washington, D.C., January 29th, 1983.